today to honor the memory of our good friend and founder, Meg.
Okay, guys, like, seriously, I'm not dying. I'm graduating. There's a difference.
Same thing.
All right, that's enough. You're fine.
I'm gorgeous. Okay, and I'm Zio. And this is the CA Reading Society podcast.
The last one.
The last one.
Of 2014.
And we are losing one of our members.
I know, it's sad, guys. We're going to be able to do it, though. Next year, it's just going to be three of us. So we are.
And then there were three.
I can feel the silent glare digging a hole into our heads. Silent pun right off the back.
All right.
We need to introduce ourselves. So, hi. My name is Pirate.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Silent.
And like I said, I'm Zio.
And you just made us go out of order again.
We're not discussing this again.
We'll have to set up a new order.
All right.
Okay. So, like we said, this year we are losing somebody, and we are losing Meg. And so this is the very last podcast with Meg in it. So we decided to make this all about Meg. Did I mention Meg?
All about Meg episode.
Wait, who is this about?
I think it's about Meg, right?
Wait, what?
I think it's about Pogo Sticks.
Oh, that sounds better.
I know someone named Meg. Like, we do podcasts with her. Did you know that, Sia?
It's crazy.
Wait, I don't know any Megs.
Okay. All right, we're actually going to get on to subjects now.
All right, don't hit me.
So, Meg, please tell us, what are your favorite books ever?
All right, well, we've already talked about a lot of them. Dan Brown, Harry Potter, I don't even really need to get into. I love Harry Potter. We all love Harry Potter.
Just like ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream.
I don't know. I think I like Harry Potter more than ice cream.
Zio.
What?
Silas is staring at me like I'm insane.
I think it's more directed towards Zio, who just said, I scream, you scream, we all scream because I'm torturing you. God.
Really?
Back to Meg's favorite books, because this is about Meg.
Not about Zio. This is not the Zio show. Oh my gosh.
You guys
I feel bad for Meg, who has to share a microphone with Zio, because Zio decides it's going to be a Zio episode instead of a Meg episode.
And this is why I said Zio's a microphone hog.
I'm really not, I swear. I'm just recording.
One of my other favorite series is the Inkheart series by Cornelia Funk.
You told me not to talk. I found something else to do.
Please tell us more
about the Inkheart series.
What the Inkheart series is, a young girl named Maggie. Maggie, is it right? Or Maggie?
It's either Meggie or Maggie, something like that.
One of them.
How about that? Hey, it is the Meg show.
It's Meggie.
Yep, Meg show.
So, and she grows up with her dad. Her mom's been missing for many years. She grows up with her dad, and her dad has always refused to read aloud to her. They both love books, but he's refused to read aloud to her for many years until one day a bunch of bad guys show, and that's basically criminals show up, and she realizes why. Her father's voice can make characters and things come out of books. But the problem is, when something comes out, something else must go in.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they get into this whole problem with the
ink. How old is she?
I think she's only like 13.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Guys, I just realized something. If this is the Meg show, is that like the Amanda show?
No, that show was so stupid.
Don't they have lobsters on there? Like,
they do.
Lobsters?
Dancing lobsters.
I really want to. That show was so stupid. We should put a dancing lobster.
Okay. So are there any other books that you really like to see?
Yeah.
Or ever?
One of the funniest series I have ever read is the Alcatraz series by Brandon Sanderson.
Interesting.
Literally the most hilarious book I have ever read. And so the first book is called Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians, which tells you it's already going to be funny. And it's written from Alcatraz's point of view, and there's a very, very strange world that he lives in, which is technically ours, but technically not. And it's really funny. You guys have to read this.
Wait a second, does this have any connections to Teacher Fight Club?
No. Remember, we're not supposed to talk about
Teacher Fight Club. You can't talk about Teacher Fight Club.
You're supposed to remain silent on the issue.
So let me read you the inside cover to show you how funny this book is. A hero with an incredible talent for breaking things. A life or death mission to rescue a bag of sand. A fearsome threat from the powerful secret network that rules the world, the Evil Librarians. Alcatraz Smedri doesn't seem destined for anything but disaster. But on his 13th birthday, 13, not 16, 13, ooh, thank goodness, he receives a bag of sand, and his life takes a bizarre turn. This is no ordinary bag of sand. It is quickly stolen by the cult of evil librarians, who are taking over the world by spreading misinformation and suppressing truth. The sand will give the evil librarians the edge they need to achieve world domination, and Alcatraz must stop them by infiltrating the local library, armed with nothing but eyeglasses and a talent for klutziness.
So wait. Is the bag of sand, is the bag of sand like the jar of dirt?
Oh my gosh.
That just totally occurred to us over here.
But also,
is the jar of dirt going to help?
This also made me realize, is that why we have a bat cave? Like, what are our librarians not telling us?
Mr. Bateman?
I can't say.
You're so secretive. You must be part of the evil librarians.
Must be.
Or maybe because he's the Batman, maybe he fights the evil aliens.
You just totally exposed his secret identity all over the internet.
We've been saying all year long.
And if you want to find out more, go read his bio on our website.
Oh yes, you must.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Next book.
This is the Incarnate series by Jodi Meadows.
Is the first one Anna Incarnate?
No, it's the series though. Okay. Anna. Then there's the second book is Asunder, and the third one is Infinite, and the girl's name is Anna.
So it's like the same basic series. Then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's not.
I like the cover. It's pretty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so what happens is for millennia in this city called Range, all million people that live in it's a big city. All million souls that live there have been reborn year after year after year.
Same.
Lifetime after lifetime, they've been reborn. And nothing has changed for millennia until one day the temple that is in the middle of their city goes dark. And on the day one of their souls dies. When the new birth comes, it's not the same person. It's a new soul.
That sounds
Anna.
Sweet. Yeah, book was really good. I haven't read that series exactly, but I read one that I guess is the same universe called Anna Incarnate.
Mm-hmm. So. It's a really, really good series.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll have to read the rest of the series then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about we go to your least favorite books? Or do you have another favorite?
No, I'm good. Silence, have you read this one?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
I'm so on that.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to offend you by talking about this.
You might, but if you do, it's okay, because I can be a Zio and just be like, excuse me. Let me put my opinion out there.
Excuse me.
Point proven.
So the first book...
I'm sorry, Zio. I love you. I really do.
Nope, don't touch me.
We all love Zio.
Don't touch me.
We all love you, Zio.
Take your hands off of the beauty. You can't touch this.
I didn't
touch Pirate. Do not sing the song, or I will throw a hammer at your head.
I agree with
Please
Pirate on that one.
I'm leaving.
Okay. So the first book is by Gabrielle Zevin, which is really my least... This book is called All These Things I've Done.
It's part of a trilogy now.
Yeah. It's the first one, right?
It's the first one. It's a it's like our world in the future. It's like 2083, I think it's set in. Chocolate is illegal. Caffeine is illegal. And there's a bunch of crime, and the main character is the daughter of a mob boss.
Who's dead.
Who's dead.
But
she still
gets
chocolate.
So wait, I have a question. Wasn't the grandmother, like, 15, about the same age as, like, right now? Like, wouldn't the grandmother be about our age right now?
I don't think so, because...
I could have sworn she
yeah, actually,
about
I think
our time period at one point in the book. The main character's great-grandmother or grandmother is our age right now.
That's a little scary.
But it's so
cool. Oh my god.
It is cool.
What if I have a son and he turns into a mob boss for chocolate, because I love a chocolate. And, like, this turns out to be my granddaughter, like, oh my god, I'd kill her.
And you have the same color hair, don't
Dude,
you?
Dude, I'm totally in a book.
Oh my god.
Nice.
We have really now found thought. Silence in the future.
Guys, that means that this is canon, though, which means that...
That means I die!
Chocolate is contraband and caffeine is illegal.
That's not okay.
It's not.
That's not okay.
No, what's not okay is I die in that book. Well, come on, guys.
You're going to die eventually.
I have such great friends.
Which is actually really funny because the author wrote a book about what happens after you die. It's called Elsewhere. It's one of my favorite books. I'm not going to talk about it today. But it's really good. You should read it.
What I didn't like about Gabrielle Zevon's For All These Things I've Done is the way she, like, tortured, I guess, the character just, like, a little too much. You know, where you want the character to win sometimes, but she just keeps making bad decisions and everything goes downhill. And then the ending, it's, like, not closed enough. Like, yeah. I don't mind a semi-open ending, but this door
especially
was,
when
like,
there's a book coming.
Wide open.
Yeah.
And then she said she was going to write another one, and then she writes the sequel, and that one just went even more downhill, even though it had, like, this really great idea. And then the door was left open. I'm like, this is stupid. What the heck is going on here? Like, they're killing people. Sort of a spoiler. I won't tell you which people. They're doing all these, like, different things, and she's dealing with other corrupt people and trying to make a legal business. Sorry, these are kind of spoiler-ishy.
Well, we already said she's a mob boss, so you have to think she's illegal,
she's
doing,
like,
something illegal.
Everything just starts going downhill in every single one of these books, and then they leave this giant door open, and it just, it annoyed me.
Yeah, I hate when authors do that.
Like, it was such a great idea.
But keep that in mind.
It was such a great idea, but, like, she keeps getting, like, I don't know if this is a spoiler, like, betrayed by people that she's close to her family and her friends, and she's like, oh, I'm all alone, I'll do this by myself, and then, like,
she fails.
It was...
I liked Theo.
It was a good concept, wasn't well written. My second series is The Witch and the Wizard series by James Patterson. This gave me a headache. Well, first off, in the very first chapter, the family gets kidnapped. I'm sorry, I'm not going to... That's, like, the best spoiler I'm going to give you, is that the family gets kidnapped, and you're, like, you're wondering, what is going on? And then they explain all the political changes and all the reason why this is happening is that the kids weren't paying attention to the elections over the past couple weeks. And suddenly the world is turned upside down, and you're like, what the heck is going on? And that's all he explains it by, is, like, they didn't pay attention to the news.
Wait, okay. I don't even watch the news. I don't think I've had the news turned on in our house for like 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you notice if there was someone who came who called himself the one that rules all, right?
I could make a comment, but I'm not going to.
Theo, what if we don't pay attention to the news and everything goes down and chocolate becomes legal and I become the mother of a mob boss for chocolates and then I die?
Silence.
And then, like, oh my god.
Silence. Doesn't your mom work at a chocolate store?
Breathe.
My aunt owns it.
Your aunt owns a chocolate store.
Guys, I don't like this.
I don't like this either. Can we stop talking now?
It's kind of creepy, actually.
Meg! Yes. Thank you, Meg, for warning me of my future.
You'll tell stories.
Just stay away from chocolate and you'll be fine.
You'll tell stories about me to your children, right? So that way I can live on through the centuries. And the world goes totally upside down.
Given.
Meg, let's go to the next one.
Love you guys too.
I can't really think of any other books that I really dislike. Actually, I have one, but you guys would probably all kill me for it.
Which one?
I tried reading The Hobbit in 8th grade, which is probably... Wait, no. Listen.
No fire fired.
This is why I said, do they kill me? So.
Yes, we will kill you.
I tried to read it.
I'll protect you.
I just couldn't get through it. I didn't hate it. I just couldn't get through it when I was in 8th grade. So, I'm a senior now. I will probably read it in the future, and I will probably like it, because I do like Lord of the Rings. So, I will read it. I don't hate it. I just couldn't get through it.
I can see that.
I suppose we can forgive you this once.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one.
You know, because it's the episode all about you. We'll let it slide.
Just this once.
Silently slide off our backs as we start plotting our revenge.
Am I the only one who's, like, pretty much... enjoyed the Lord of the Rings movies, but it's pretty neutral as far as the whole series goes.
Have you read the
books? I have.
No.
Well, then you're going to be neutral.
Of course, you have to read the books and see how perfectly they're written. Those things are gorgeous. The prose is perfection, even though there's too much of it.
That was my problem in 8th grade. There's just too much.
There's too much prose, but it's really pretty too much prose. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I just finished reading Romeo and Juliet when we got to that, and I was just like, yes.
Oh, yep, that would definitely put you
off. Yeah, that would definitely put me off. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so what books are you planning to read over the summer? Maybe The Hobbit? Perhaps The Hobbit.
Maybe The Hobbit.
The Hobbit's a pretty good thing.
I might try that, actually.
I'm thinking I'm picking up a Hobbit vibe for you here, Meg.
Wow, that's a great idea, Zio.
I think they want you to read it too, Zio.
I already have my summer reads planned out. The Hobbit doesn't fit in.
Well, The Hobbit should fit in because it's nonfiction. It's futuristic nonfiction. Or no, wait.
Because it was based off of World War One.
Kind of, sort of.
Sort of. Just a little bit.
He says it wasn't, but arguably he was definitely influenced by it while writing.
You guys are acting like English teachers.
Thank you.
Stop.
I'm writing an essay on it, so.
Really acting like English teachers.
She's getting her PhD in Tolkien literature. Can't you tell?
Are you serious? Because that would be, the best doctorate ever.
I have a PhD in Tolkien, thank you.
So what do you do?
PhD in Elvish.
Oh, I just got my PhD in Tolkien. What's up?
I have a PhD in Elvish. I can totally speak some Elvish.
Back to what you plan to read this summer, Meg.
I'm planning to reread a lot. There's a lot of books that I haven't read recently that I'd like to go back to and look over with new eyes. I'm also looking forward to the end of summer, where I believe it's in September or October, it's in August. The last book of the House of Night series, which I've said before is one of my favorite series. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear me talk about that, go to Mythological March. I did talk about it. Moving on. It's the final book. It's the 12th book, which she's killing me on this, because she wrote 12 books, and the last one's coming out, and I cannot wait to read it. So I'm looking forward to that. I forget what it's going to be called. I'm not sure if she has the title out yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. And then in October, the last book of the Lost Heroes of Olympus, Rick Riordan.
Oh yeah, Heroes of Olympus.
Yep. Is that what they called? The Heroes of Olympus series. The last one, I think it's called, Mr. Bateman, was it?
Blood of Olympus, coming out in October.
I am so excited. Although I realized something today when I was thinking about it.
What did you realize, Mike?
So, do you guys remember in the ending of the Kane Chronicles?
Yes.
How he talks about their mom talks about, the other gods.
Yes, and then he wrote two short stories, because every fan was like, you must write a crossover. And he was like, I don't want to. And we're like, yes, you will. And they're like, no. And we're like, yes, do it.
He had to avoid the rabbit fans.
Actually, there's a really good person on fanfiction who wrote an amazing crossover.
Yes,
sure. With Nico and Carter and Sadie going off and doing stuff. I can't remember what.
Isilda.
It's Isilda. And I can't remember what her story is called, but it's the best thing ever. And it should be probably considered canon because it fits perfectly.
So I might have to read that because I want to see what happens. Because I think it would be a very interesting series if he ever decided to combine all three.
I feel like he has to, but I heard he's moving to Norse after this, Norse gods. Okay. He's going to drop Percy Jackson, King Chronicles, and do Norse. And said he might write the crossover later in the future after he writes the Norse. But I think that's
my
god. Stupid.
If he does that, he's going to be my favorite author.
Personally, guys, as far as Blood of Olympus goes, you name something like that, you're going to assume blood is shed.
Oh, yes. Everyone dies.
I'm kind of hoping Piper and Jason's blood is shed. That might be a little psychotic, but I'm kind of hoping.
You may hope.
I will argue with you on one person, just because I still hope for redemption for him.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Unless he turns evil or something.
But it's really not. Did you read his thing in the House of Hades?
No, I haven't gotten past Microthena yet.
All right. Well, when you read it, he gets worse.
Oh yeah,
it's bad. I'm sorry, but there's gonna be no redemption there.
But for the short stories that Riordan's written, I know he's written one called The Son of Sobek, and then there's another one which is Son of Sobek was Carter and Percy, which I did read, and I was kind of ticked off. It was extremely short for a short story, and wasn't, I don't think, up to his usual standards. And then he wrote one with a crossover of Annabeth and Sadie. I haven't read that one yet. But I don't know. I feel like he set it up in both books so much that he kind of has to, even though he said he didn't.
Yeah, no, in the very first Kane Chronicles, you've got the, what's going on over there on the other side of the river? Oh, that's other gods. We don't mess with them. And every single fan immediately, as he said that, we're like, oh, crossover. And it hasn't happened yet.
In those two little times, no. You gotta do a book, because you have, I know at the end of the King Chronicles, a little spoiler, Setne, what's his name? There's
Setne.
Uncle Vinny.
Oh yeah, creepy Uncle Vinny.
He breaks out, and so come on, what are you going to do about that? Mm-hmm. Hello?
I wonder if he's friends with Gape.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Gabe's a statue, though. It's kind of hard to be friends
with. Yeah, statues don't have friends.
Maybe he was a friend of Gabe's.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Meg. We haven't focused on you that much.
That's okay. I don't mind.
We need a spotlight to just put on you.
Yeah,
you know what we should do?
What?
Silent fireworks.
Silent fireworks.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Silently.
Jazz hands. Pirate doesn't like fireworks, so we'll just pretend it.
All right, guys, we are running out of time. And, oh my gosh, this is the last podcast.
With Meg, we are going to put her on a pirate ship.
Meg, you can do the closing if you want.
With...
You might have to help
and
me Zio
means
one.
Warrior, I believe, right?
Yes. No, so, Zio means ready for battle.
Oh, ready for battle. So we're going to prepare her so she's Zio, ready for battle, on a pirate ship, surrounded by silence. So that way we are all with her. As we send her off to her doom, I mean graduation.
I hope graduation isn't doomed.
Graduation.
Of course.
You'll be fine. I mean, we already learned my future. So,
and we survived 2012, so if we can survive 2012.
We're good to go.
Meg
is going to go be a crazy college student, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And blow things up because I'm going into chemistry, so this should be interesting.
What? Chemistry? That's
going
to be fun.
I'm worried.
Yeah, so you guys totally...
Meg, would you like to do the closing?
Yes, do the closing, sure. Meg.
So this is the last CA Reading Society podcast of 2014.
Well, for now. The 2013-2014 school year.
Yeah, 20...
We'll have more in September.
Yes.
Last one for
Meg. We will be back.
Last one of this school year.
With our darling, darling Meg.
Mm-hmm. We'll come check out our website at careadingsociety.webs.com. Comment on our... bios, our
and
discussions.
What else do we have to like?
And like our Facebook page, which is thanks to Pirate for that.
Oh, yes. You will be spammed by book things because...
But who doesn't want to be spammed?
By book things.
And comment on our podcast. We will comment back. Please comment on our podcast.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Who are we going to use if Meg is gone and we need to reply to a comment?
I'll do it.
Meg, I don't suppose you'd like a part-time job. We'll pay you a penny per comment.
Guys, I could totally do this.
I fear for what happens if Zio comments back to people.
Ouch.
Come check out our Zio and I's very epic shipping fight.
I'm winning.
I don't know.
No, you're not.
By winning, she has the most word count.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I will agree on that one.
And the most logical arguments.
Sure.
No.
I totally do.
So this is Meg signing off for the last time.
I can't even. Let's do that.
All right. This
Bye
is,
from Pirates.
Yeah, this is Theo saying goodbye.
I'm going to go silently weep in the corner, guys. Bye.
Bye.